بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذا الشارف هو الشيخ شيخ أول هذا الشاه حكيم محمد اختصر نور الله مقته عارف بالله رومي وط تبريز دورا. تايتل اف نظم سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے قدم. سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے قدم. میری قسمت کا یہ طواف حرم, میری قسمت کا یہ طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم صلی اللہ. میری قسمت کا یہ طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم, جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہِ انبیاء, جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہِ انبیاء, میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم, میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم. میری قسمت کا یہ طواف حرم, میری قسمت کا یہ طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم. معجزہ ہے کہ آلات پیمانہ تھے, معجزہ ہے کہ آلات پیمانہ تھے, وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم, وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم, اور بنوائے اگر اپنا یوں مختصر, اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر, سہل ہوتا کہ سب کو طواف حرم, سہل ہوتا کہ سب کو طواف حرم. ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا بڑا, ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا بڑا, کھا کے غش گرتے سب زائران حرم, کھا کے غش گرتے سب زائران حرم. میری قسمت کا یہ طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم. اپنے کعبے کا پھیرا کیا مختصر, اپنے کعبے کا پھیرا کیا مختصر, صاحب بیت کی ہے یہ شان کرم, صاحب بیت کی ہے یہ شان کرم. گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں, گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں, ہے مگر دوست تو پاسبان حرم, ہے مگر دوست تو پاسبان حرم. ورنہ حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے, ورنہ حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے, کیمرے میں لیا کرتے باغ حرم, کیمرے میں لیا کرتے باغ حرم. رب کعبہ سے بھی اور کعبہ سے بھی, رب کعبہ سے بھی اور کعبہ سے بھی, دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم, دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم. میری قسمت کا یہ طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم. ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا, ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا, رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم, رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم. یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے, یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے, ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم, ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم. جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا, یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے, ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم. قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں, قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں, درمیان حرم روزہ محترم, درمیان حرم روزہ محترم. جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا, جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا, اور مکے میں ہو جا فدا حرم, اور مکے میں ہو جا فدا حرم. میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم. بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے, بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے, سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم, سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم. آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی ہے حاضری, آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی ہے حاضری, آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی ہے حاضری. ایک نا اہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم, ایک نا اہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم. میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم. جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء, میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم, میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم. میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم.
الحمدللہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام على نبی المصطفی اما بعد, فقد قال الله تبارک وتعالی, اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم, بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وکونوا مع الصادقین. صدق اللہ المولان العظیم. Tonight is our اشعار مجلس, and the اشعار are not just for the sake of اشعار and least for entertainment, they are a great great بیان. And what bayans, every couplet, every line has got great bayans of Hazrat in them. And may Allah Ta'ala bring this reality which Hazrat has explained here into our lives. And if we listen with that intention, then inshallah Allah Ta'ala won't deprive us. That Ya Allah, what Hazrat has explained here, what his bayan is, make it part of my life. Let it flow in my blood. Let it be in my heart. Then inshallah we will also benefit accordingly. And if we are just listening, that we have to listen, but we are not really present, we are not really interested, concentrating, then we will still get our sawab, but that real benefit we won't get. So, and also make our niyat that we are taking it from Hazrat's heart. What Hazrat, what he had in his heart, and he's putting across in his words, that we are taking that into our hearts, inshallah. Su'e Taiba chale nabi ke qadam, to in the direction of Madinatul Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had walked. He walked towards Madinatul Munawwara. That is the title of the ash'ar. then Hazrat said these words, and he says, if we think of these words when we are making tawaf, etc., we will find that our tawaf, our Hajj Umrah, becomes much, much more valuable. Meri qismat kaha ye tawaf hai haram. Look at my taqdeer. What was written in my taqdeer? I'm making tawaf of the Haram Sharif. That a person, if he realizes where I'm worth it. My legs, what stinking legs, where and where I walked with them, and I'm today making tawaf, yeah? And where, which place am I making tawaf? Jis zami par chale the Nabi ke qadam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and in fact all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, where they made tawaf. There Allah Ta'ala has given me the opportunity. Where am I fit for making tawaf here? And all the anwarat of Haram Sharif, all the affairs of the world come down at Kaaba Sharif. From there they are distributed in the world. What administration, unseen administration is taking place there. Today for us to get just to the office of an ordinary counselor is also a task. Yeah, we get, Allah gives us the opportunity to be right at the head office. And everyone is welcome there. And you'll get some work done about some permit, about a license, about some land or something. There your whole deen, dunya and akhirat will be made. And yeah, you have been invited, an open invitation for everyone. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِ Allah told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, call out. All the people in the world, they must come for Hajj. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, waj'al af'idatan minan nas tahwi ilayhim. Oh Allah, let a portion of the people come. That also they cannot be handled there. They got quota system, still they can't handle it also. What should happen if Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had made dua that all the people must come? And every year they must go. One sign of the truthfulness of Islam, that how practical it is. Just like with Jamaat Namaz, it is wajib for men. If it had been made wajib for women also, and all women also had to come, the pots on the stove, and then the little children, affairs of the house, how difficult it shouldn't it had been. If they also had to come 5 times a day. So Allah made it wajib, Jamaat Namaz, wajib on the man. All this is clear proof of the truthfulness and the practicality of this beautiful deen which Allah Ta'ala has given us. So when we make tawaf there, if we can just think this, that Ya Allah, kaha meri kismat kaha, ye tawaf hai haram. That I'm making tawaf of Haram Sharif. Kaha me or kaha haram. Where am I? Where is the haram of the haram of Allah Ta'ala? The great honorable place. And when the floods came in the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah lifted the whole Kaaba up. And around there, Malaika making tawaf. And they, angel gets once in his life a chance to make tawaf. He doesn't get another chance again. And continuously, alhamdulillah, Allah gives us opportunity. How many times? How over and over a person can go? May Allah Ta'ala let us go and make it maqbool for us. And let us get the anwarat which are there. All the noor which is there. Jis se chipke the kal Sinai Ambiya, towards which just yesterday, just now, not long ago, the bosoms of the Ambiya alayhi salatu wasalam, what they put it against, what they stuck it to, that is the multazam. Every Nabi went there and he made dua to Allah Ta'ala. He made dua for his ummah. And that same place, Mera Sina ko hasil hai wo multazam. A person should make effort also, and it's not difficult. A person should make effort even in the big crowds. Those people who are there, how did they get there? So if they could get there, we can also get there. It's just a little bit of that desire in our heart, and that wish, and we make that little effort, we'll also get there. So, and a person is there at multazam. And he's got this opportunity, the same place where all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, I got that opportunity, that very same Kaaba where all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, where they went and so to say embraced the Kaaba. That place today, I'm embracing that place. With the real reality of Hajj when it comes into us, and every aspect of Hajj, whatever it is, what a great honor. Mu'ajaza hai ke ala te paymana na the paymana the. It is a miracle that at that time, and this is the work of Allah Ta'ala only, when there were no instruments of measurement, of how to measure, etc. There were no instruments before, nothing whatsoever. Waste dunya mein hai Kaaba-e Muhtaram. But the Kaaba, Allah put it in dead center of the earth. Geographically, there are various ways they calculate the direction. In America, till today, due to the various ways of calculation, you have not only differences in the sighting of the moon, but differences in the direction of Qibla. Till today they have got those differences. People who use this method come to a different conclusion. People who use another method, they got a different. But to measure the center of the earth, whichever method they use, the Kaaba comes to be the dead center of the earth. That's why Allah Ta'ala had put it there. And that is where the ground started. The first, where a bubble came there. And then the ground started there. And Allah spread it from there throughout the world. Then Allah Ta'ala put the mountains as weights, pegs to keep the earth down. And as recent as about 50 years only, the scientists discover that that when they take certain readings on flat ground, they get a different reading. When they take it at the foot of a mountain, they get a complete different reading. When they investigated all this, they found that the earth at the bottom, right at the bottom, it's all resting on about 200 kilometers of plates. And these mountains are keeping them on their places. If the mountains don't, and this earthquakes is when those plates move a little bit, all by the will of Allah Ta'ala, just a little bit. And the mountains are keeping them down on their places. If it wasn't, like a person sitting in his office with the fan on or the windows open on a windy day, and he's got many documents, papers, which he's putting there. They will all blow this way, that way. It will be a whole big, everything will go upside down. So he has to put weights on them. Or he puts off the fan, whatever it is. So when Qiyamah will come, these mountains will fly like cotton wool. So there won't be those weight on those plates at the bottom. And then they will start moving about, and there will be chaos in the world, total chaos. Australia won't be in its place, South America won't be, Africa won't be, all will just go wild. How the papers fly like that, everything, Allah save us from that. A person, the tortures of Jahannam, Akhirat, they are there. But even this year, Qiyamah, Allah has explained it in so many places in the Quran Sharif, Qiyamah also is a place of torment. And at that time, of course, no Muslims will be living. I don't know, Allah knows that in the Qabr, whether those people will know when Qiyamah comes or what, but Allah save us from that, inshallah. Mu'ajaza hai ke aalat-e paymana na the, waste dunya mein hai Kaaba-e Muhtaram. Aur banwaya ghar apna yu mukhtasar. And how kind and merciful is not Allah Ta'ala that He made His house, the Kaaba, so small. Usually it's known, a person, big person, makes a big house. And a person wants to build his beachfront house, wants to build his house out in on the mountain top, wherever it wants to, and his dream house, and he's got the money and everything, he'll make a very big house. Though it might be just he goes weekends or something, but still he'll build a very big house. Allah the greatest, but Allah made his house so small. The Kaaba Sharif today is so small, Allah Ta'ala has made it. And what this is also proof of how kind Allah Ta'ala is. And of the 99 names of Allah Ta'ala, ulama have written the tashri' explanation. There isn't one name of Allah Ta'ala which shows anger or wrath or something like that. One of the names of Allah Ta'ala, Jabbar. Many of us think of that. That shows the great awe of Allah Ta'ala. But the real meaning of Jabbar, ulama have explained, he who joins broken bones. That is Allah Ta'ala. He is the one who, when bones break, he joins them again. Qahhar. That also many of us think it shows the great awe and the great... The meaning of that, ulama have written, is that when a person is in the most terrible condition, Allah is the one who makes him again in the best condition. Like for example, there is an earthquake somewhere, or there is a volcano somewhere, how everything is destroyed. How then again, Allah lets everything come up again. That is Qahhar, who has got that power. Or a person's own condition, many times health condition. People are reading kalima for somebody. Next few years he's gone for Umrah, he's gone for Hajj. Allah, who is it that way? Or your spiritual condition, out and down, rotten, broken you are. Finish, you are the worst person, right off by everyone in the world. Allah is the one who makes that person his wali again. So that is Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala in His great, great kindness, He has built the Kaaba Sharif and made it so small, sahil hota ke sabko tawaf-e haram, so that it becomes easy for everyone to be able to make tawaf of the Haram Sharif. If it was, Hazrat gives us example, if Allah made His house, the Kaaba Sharif, from Makkah till Jeddah, and you have to make 7 rounds tawaf of it, a person wouldn't manage even a little bit. Everyone, Hazrat explains, Varna Malik, agar ghar banata bara, if Allah Ta'ala made His house big, right from Makkah Sharif till Jeddah, from Makkah Sharif right till Medina Sharif, so big house Allah should have made, all coming to my house must be very big. And now you have to make tawaf of the house. What should have happened to the people? Khaake ghash girte sab zairin haram. Everyone should have fallen down, they should have become unconscious and they shouldn't have managed it. But Allah made it. Now, when the crowd is big, and your tawaf is 45 minutes, hour, sometimes 1.5 hour, when the whole crowd is very big, and when the crowd is small, 7-10 minutes your tawaf is done. When you are just around near the Kaaba, when the crowd is not that big, then very quick your tawaf. And with this year, with the tawaf being made so big, but if Allah had made it big till Jeddah, and then how should the people manage? So how kind is not Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala? And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala considers His banda so much. Apne Kaaba ka phera kya mukhtasar, sahibe bait ki hai ye shahane karam. Allah made the tawaf of His house so short. If you want to make 2 tawafs, 3 tawafs, 10 tawafs, how many you want to make? But Allah made it easy for us. Just like Maulana Musa was explaining after Asr, that when you people went for Hajj, that lady, there was a lady 90 years old who had come. And she started saving for Hajj from the age of 20. 70 years she was saving, and at the age of 90, if the Kaaba Sharif was so big, from Jeddah right till, even a young person, who run marathons and who do everything, how should a person? But Allah made it so easy. Sahibi bait ki hai ye shaan karam. This is the great kindness, the kareem Allah Ta'ala is. So when we are making tawaf also, our mind should go that how kind is not Allah Ta'ala. And no matter, as other places Hazrat explains, that if in the Hadith Sharif it comes, if a person comes with a whole mountain of guna, in fact the whole earth filled with guna, Allah will meet you with so much of forgiveness. You just ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And Allah Ta'ala is there to forgive you. And He has kept the doors of forgiveness wide open. So this is that occasion that a person begs and cries to Allah Ta'ala when he's making tawaf, that Ya Allah, this is proof of your karam. How kareem you are. You made your house so small and you made the tawaf so easy. And so how kind aren't you? What is it difficult for you? Even the whole world's gunas, if Allah wants to forgive, just one, like when people go for a picnic or a day out at the beach and they mess the beach. All papers they throw around, and they're riding around with their motorbikes or whatever on the beach there, all the marks which are made. One wave comes, high tide. And when it goes back, it looks like this was never touched by man. It is made again so clean. So one wave of Allah's rahmat, we must just beg of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And by Allah ta'ala, our Shaykh rahmatullah Ali used to say, nobody is a write-off. Yeah, in an accident, Allah save us all. Many times, panel beat us, or the insurance company, they say it's a write-off, can't fix it anymore. By Allah, nobody is a write-off. You know, and how many great buzurgs, what their condition was before. But when they made that sincere tawbah to Allah, where Allah Ta'ala took them. So a person must never lose hope of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Yes, we look at ourselves, how bad I have been, what I have done. Then we feel despondent. But just immediately again look at the mercy of Allah, how Allah Ta'ala forgives. When Allah Ta'ala gave Abu Sufyan hidayat, who was the commander against Muslims when they fought. And yeah, just see also what is the real quality of Islam. Allah bring it into us. Abu Sufyan was a leader of the Quraysh. He's a commander in the army. But when he becomes a Muslim, he's an ordinary soldier. And he's happy with that also. And then Wahshi, who ate the liver of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. He martyred Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. For him also da'wat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends da'wat to him also. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so kareem, then Allah ta'ala, we cannot imagine. And one time there was some jalsa in Tabil. And Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali was also present. A Hindu who had come, when he saw the face of Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, he said, this is the face of 100% truthful person. And if his face is like this, then how must be his Nabi? That when what he is teaching, all this Anwarat, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we don't see all what is happening in the Kaaba. What is happening, the administration system of Allah Ta'ala, which is there. Allah has put a bandage around our eyes. If we would have to see that, like Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you people knew what about the qabr, what happens, I should have made dua to Allah to show you, but nobody should bury their dead after that. So there is great, great, great system and administration and work of Allah, which is at the Kaaba Sharif also. And the arwah of the Anbiya also come and make tawaf. And all, what and what is happening there. So Allah Ta'ala has been kind. Otherwise, we shouldn't have been able to take all this. Go haram ki paharo pe sabza nahi. The mountains around, the Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, there is no greenery. It's just like rock, burn, black rock, big, big rock, what it was there. Hey, magar dosto, pas baan haram. But those mountains, they are looking after the haram. It's a great favor of Allah that Allah made those mountains without all the greenery, waterfalls from this mountain, a lake at this mountain, a dam there, a river flowing there. Because if that was not there, warna haji darakhto mein baithe hue. Otherwise, the Hajis all, they should go for picnic every day. Pack a picnic basket. Today we're going here to this lake here. Tomorrow we're going to that waterfall there. Like tourists go in all these places, Eastern Transvaal, all these places, the tourists go and they go and see the different things. Hajis should have gone there. So Allah made it such that there's no attraction for anyone. So that all are just at the haram all the time. Kamre mein liya karte baagh haram. And they should take their cameras and they should have gone to take photos every day. Everywhere they should have gone and just busy all the time. the dushman, the enemies have realized this. And now they can't make all that mountains green. They made right next to the haram all the shopping malls, shopping centers, all the shops. And unfortunately, how many of us get caught up in that? Even if a person, it's almost impossible now that from wherever you are, you can go to the haram without passing any shop. Some shop or the other, you have to pass all the time. And your mind goes off. When Sharia has made this rule that on your clothing, especially at the back, there mustn't be any writing. At the bottom of your socks, there shouldn't be any writing. Because the person at the back, inadvertently, he gets inai wants to read it. And worse it is if it is a little small print. Now, more you are paying attention to read it. If it's big, you can read it one time quickly off and it's over. But when it's a little small print, and sometimes some funny words now too, and your mind just goes on it. Until you don't solve it, what it is, what's written here, your whole namaz goes in that. Therefore, in the masjid, still where the eyes go, at the bottom section, there shouldn't be writing also. Because a person's mind goes to that, you are getting distracted. So at Kaaba Sharif, if these mountains were like that, people should have gone distracted. Rabbi Kaaba se bhi, aur Kaaba se bhi, door kar dete humko jibal haram. If the mountains, they are looking after the Kaaba, all you stay there. I got nothing to offer you yet. If they were green and that, then the hajis should have taken people away from Allah and from the house of Allah also. All should have gone for picnics every day. In paharo pe bhi hifz tawheed ka rab ki janib se hai intizam harab. And in these mountains also, the protection of tawheed, the oneness of it, that your attention must be given fully to Allah Ta'ala. For that also Allah made this intizam, that those mountains, Allah made them like that. And ye bhi hijrat ka ek raaz e takween hai. And this is also one secret of the hidden secret of the hijrat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That why did Allah Ta'ala could have done it? Allah is Allah. He could make all the Quraysh accept Islam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam shouldn't have to go to Medina Sharif, or he could destroy them all, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed and spread Islam from Makkah Sharif. But one secret Allah kept him there, that why did Allah Ta'ala make Nabi Ali sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make hijrat and go to Medina Sharif? Varna roza bhi hota jawar haram. If the roza mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was also here in Makkah Sharif, and if it was near the Kaaba somewhere, then qalb-e aashiq ki do tukre hote yaha. The lover of the aashiq, the great lover, his heart should have been torn apart. Must I go make tawaf? Must I go to roza mubarak? What must I do? So Allah made it a distance of over 400 kilometers. And then Hazrat explains, when you are here, your heart is fully here. And we go, you get geared up mentally. I'm going to Medina Sharif, now it's that mood you are in. I'm going to Makkah Sharif, now you go at that mood. Darmiyan haram, roza-e muhtaram. If the haram was here in the middle of the haram here in Makkah, then a person, you shouldn't know, where must I go there? Must I make namaz at Roza Mubarak, in Masjid Nabawi, which should have been in Makkah Sharif, or must I make namaz in the haram Sharif? Then you should have been torn apart. Chaake Taiba me de sabz gumbat pe ja. When you go to Medina Sharif, give your life there for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or Makkah me ho ja fida haram. And when you are in Makkah Sharif, then give your life for the haram, for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In this way now, your heart is fully here towards Allah ta'ala. Of course, we read durood. In our namaz, we read durood. We still read durood. We still think of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But more attention now, naturally, is to tawaf, the oneness of Allah. If the crowds are too big, you're not making tawaf. Then your mind is, then you are reading Quran Sharif, you are making dua, you are busy tasbihat, etc. When you are in Medina Sharif, more you are reading Durood Sharif all the time. You are going to Roza Mubarak, you are presenting Salatu Salam. It's a complete different. Allah made it so easy for us. Then another very important point Hazrat explains here. But watan ke bhi hijrat se kab gir gaye. And the idol of loving your hometown, your home place, that also by hijrat, Allah Ta'ala broke that idol also. Hazrat said one time that we have to break that idol also, that a person, everyone loves his, especially where you are born, where you grew up. A person is now grown up, he's married, he's got children, then he takes his children, if this house, they say, I was born here, and I grew up here. Here we used to play like this, here we used to do that. So that is natural, a person has got that love. But for the sake of Allah, Allah taught us for his deen's sake, make hijrat. Your home is not your hubbul watan min al iman. There is kalam on the riwayat itself also, whether it is the love of your home place is part of iman. I asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali one time that what does this mean? So he explained first that riwayat itself, whether it's sahih or not. And then if it is, it means the love of Jannat. The love of Jannat is part of iman. That is our original home. Our great-great-great-grandfather came from Jannat. And that is where we have to go back, inshallah. One time, one young Maulana was giving bayan, and he's speaking all about Jahannam and the azab of Jahannam and all that. And all people who came from 10 o'clock masjid making their ibadah. So in the villages in India, so one old man stood up slowly, half stood up, and he said, in Gujarati, he said, Maulana, talk of where we are going, don't talk of where we are not going. Where we want to go and where we are going, talk of that. What are you talking of, this place where we are not going? So, but little bit, we should also, though we are weak, we can't take it, but so that we can stay away from guna. And when a person fears guna, fears pride, fears riya, show, then you should look a little bit at the hadith which tells us about Jahannam also, so that he can keep away. Otherwise, more for us that we should look at the riwayat and the hadith of Jannat. And that is where we have to go. Su'e taiba chale jab nabi ke qadam. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam walked towards Madinatul Munawwara, he broke the idol of the love of your home place. On the outskirts of Makkah Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked back and he said, "Oh Makkah, I should have never left you if my people should not have forced me out of you." A person loves his hometown. When Makkah was conquered, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave ijazat also that who want to come back can come back. But all wanted to be in Medina with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Some people also asked that I'm a blind person. I find it, I was used to all the gullies of Makkah. I could find my way easily. But by hijrat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and hijrat when it came the command, it was for us on everyone to make hijrat. Nobody was allowed. Every Muslim, wherever he was, it was for us that he comes to Medina Sharif. Today we got Islam on the plate, ready made. Otherwise today if we had to make hijrat, and when the time will come when for jihad etc. and everyone, nafire am, all will have to go, then our iman will be put to the test. May Allah Ta'ala now for namazes let us come to the masjid, do what we have to do, make effort for deen come in our life, deen spreads in the world. We all have to make these little sacrifices. This coming year also is a great sacrifice. Not so easy every time. People from where and where, and today what traveling on the roads also, and the cost of petrol, but a person is the sacrifices. People come from where and where. All these are great. For the sake of deen, we must do all whatever we can, as much as we can. Aapke ghar mein akhtar ki ye hazri ek na ahl par hai, khuda ka karam. Hazrat, in his humbleness, and it is the lesson which is teaching us that when we go there, we should say, Ya Allah, that Abdul Hamid's presence here in the haram, this is only your kindness. Varna, it is not anything from, not my desire, not my money, not my time, not my sacrifice. Ya Allah, it's only your kindness that I am present here. Everyone should think like that. That, oh Allah, you have been so kind, you brought me here. May Allah give us the reality. And at this time, one of the things that we should be doing, if it's not natural, then forced ourselves, but put our minds now in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, all the people from around the world. Haji camp is now vibrant now. Planes are landing all the time. Every 2 minutes a plane is landing. Now you see Indonesians walking with all the goods they passing. Now you see some people from Europe. Now you see people from Mali. Now people from Nigeria. All colors, all types, and all in that. You see them with the Jewish at the beginning. Everyone, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik. How Allah Ta'ala has made it. And from around the world, the people are coming during the day, during the night. Planes are just landing all the time and being sorted out, being sent to Makkah Sharif, Medina, whatever it is. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala make our hearts part of it as this. And we should have it in our hearts that we should go over and over and take the benefit of that. And while we are here, make dua for the hajis also, and for the ummah also, and for all the conditions of the ummah. We should be making dua. We are no individuals, we are part of the whole ummah, and we are part of it. Our heart should also pain when anything happens anywhere, and we should feel it also. Otherwise, it looks like that we are not a part of the ummah if we don't feel it. So whatever happens, Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahab Rahmatullah Ali should make dua for any condition. Where there are floods, he should make dua for that place. Where there are volcanoes, he should make dua for that place. All the things, that feeling we also should have. Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahab Rahmatullah Ali had explained that if there were, for example, 1,000 people in Medina Sharif, there were much more, but if there were 1,000, 999 will be worried and concerned of that one. And that one will be concerned of the 999. So everyone was concerned of the other. Today, unfortunately, our lifestyle, our neighbors, we are not. Family today, we don't keep up with the family also. Whereas the whole ummah is one ummah. But unfortunately, we have been broken into segments. We broke ourselves, and the enemy is just making the tumor out of us more. That everyone, we are fighting with one another all the time. And they are putting up the various groups so that we can just be fighting. We have to try and be accommodating, wean over people as much as possible. Otherwise, today in the families we are broken up. We are all fighting with one another. Allah give us tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hazewala ka kalam meri moje gham, be sahara nahi. Siva tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siva tere koi hamara nahi hai. Siva tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siva tere koi hamara nahi hai. Samandar ka sahil, pahadon ka daman. Samandar ka sahil, pahadon ka daman. Bajuz aah ke kuch sahara nahi hai. Siva tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siva tere koi hamara nahi hai.
What a beautiful title Hazrat has of this poem. Mere mauje gham be sahara nahi hai. My wave of the pain of the love of Allah is not without a guide. There is somebody guiding me. People have got love. Allah has put love in the hearts of people, but they are being directed to different things. That love doesn't have to, a person is loving his business, his car, his some other woman, whatever, no, which is no najais, whatever. You don't have to kill the love. All you have to do is just izala maqsood nahi hai. You don't have to destroy that. Imala maqsood hai. Just turn it in the right direction. A person has got anger. You don't have to remove anger from him. Let him direct his anger to the people who are doing wrong things. It must not be removed. So that is what is required. So this love which Allah has put in the hearts of people, we must make an effort for us ourselves also. That love, like a person might take out the love of dunya, everything. And one thing perhaps, the last the love goes out, if we reach to that stage, is of our nafs, our desires. We like our food, we like our sleep, we like our respect, our honor, we like all these things too much. And we are prepared to even break the laws of Allah Ta'ala for this, for our respect, our honor. Abu Talib, when he was at the last moment, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam presented him the kalima. He said, I prefer that what the people will speak about me, he gave up his forefathers' religion. I prefer that over the fire. I'm prepared to go in the fire. So this is all nafs. And this nafs, Allah save us at the time of mort also. Many people, the love of a woman was in that person. And at the time of death, kalima, he says, no, I'd rather prefer the love of this woman. May Allah, out of his infinite mercy. And a person becomes the friend of Allah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, at the time of mort, Allah is that friend that won't leave you in the lurch. When you need him the most, he will be there. But become the friend of Allah. Then Allah won't even allow shaitan to come near you. Oh, if Allah, some buzurg, we hear the qissas, how shaitan came. But Allah will give you his full support. And it will be just a play for you. Otherwise, if Allah's help is not there, it is very, very dangerous. May Allah, out of his sheer mercy and kindness. And Hazrat should also say many times when this subject comes about, or similar subjects, that beg of Allah Ta'ala, and says, بغیر کوئی اہلیت کے, I'm not worthy of it. بغیر کوئی استحقاق کے, that I'm not eligible for this at all. Only your mercy, O Allah. So we all should make dua for us, for our families, our children, all. Whoever is living, our parents, we should make dua that Allah take us with iman and iman e kamil. We all must have noticed sometimes we're making wudu and the water is too hot, how it burns us. Or sometimes the tea. And if a person is going to be in that burning, boiling water, in the fire just a little bit, you just burn your fingers just a little, even not even blister came, not even so much. That pain of it, may Allah protect and have concern for all our Muslim brothers. Have concern for the whole of humanity. That how nobody must go into Jahannam. We have to make that effort. We have to be concerned about the Ummah also. May Allah Ta'ala give us this reality also, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali ashabi Sayyidina wa ala Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni yadhkurkum. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan hu tu hi tu ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu aur mere tan mein bajaye aab gil dard dil ho dard dil ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو إلهي رہو بس خبردار تیرا لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار ہوں، مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار ہوں، ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں، ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں، اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے یار، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، جب تک قلب رہے پہلو میں، جب تک تن میں جان رہے، لب پہ تیرا نام رہے اور دل میں تیرا دھیان رہے، جذب میں پرواں ہوش رہے اور عقل میری حیران رہے، لیکن تجھ سے غافل ہرگز دل میرا ایک آن رہے، اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں ہے میرے نا، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آراج آسمہ ہم دم نبود، راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. نعرہ مستانہ خوش می آیدم، تابد جانا چنی می بایدم، اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ، اللہ 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 اللہ، کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ 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 اللہ. آہرا جز آسمہ ہم دم نبود، راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود، اللہ 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 اللہ.
انشاءاللہ ٹمارو مارننگ آفٹر دا فجر صلاح پروگرام، and then inshallah at 10 o'clock the majlis will commence. So I'm going to request the brothers inshallah by 10 o'clock we should try to be in the masjid. Jazakallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك. اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك. اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز وأصلح حالة أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم غالب أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان عليك البلاء، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين برحمتك.